Welcome back to Solid Start, a Monday podcast designed to help get your week off to a solid start by focusing on life from God's perspective. I'm Greg Reed, life coach here at Merrill Brothers, and I'm with my friend Brian Herzog. Brian, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Had a great Palm Sunday weekend.
Yes.
My daughter's home from college on break, so we had some good family game night time last night.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Really enjoy spending time with my family.
That's great. We had a great family weekend as well. My mom turned 93 yesterday, and so we had about 45 people from our family, so it would be her kids, grandkids, great-grandkids, their mates, all gathered in Carmel, Indiana, and had a great celebration with her to say, you know, thanks for the legacy that she has left in this world, and she's still going strong and feels great and looks great. So I'm very, very thankful. As I thought about celebrations, I thought about Palm Sunday 2,000 years ago, and the fact that that Palm Sunday inaugurated the most important week in the history of the world. And that's the Sunday that we celebrate as believers, where Jesus rides into Jerusalem on a donkey. So I thought I would read that passage, and then I want us to talk a little bit about what it means for Jesus to be our king, because that's who they were recognized, even though the crowd turned ugly. As the week got on, Sunday was a great day. It was a great day of celebration, just like you had a great celebration over the weekend. I had a great celebration. Palm Sunday was a great celebration. So Matthew 21 records it this way. It says, as Jesus and the disciples approached Jerusalem, they came to the town of Bethphage, and that was on the Mount of Olives, and Jesus sent two of his disciples, on ahead. Go into the village over there, he said, and as soon as you enter it, you will see a donkey tied there with its colt beside it. Untie it and bring them to me. If anyone asks what you are doing, just say, the Lord needs them, and he will immediately let you take them. This took place to fulfill the prophecy that said, tell the people of Israel, look, your king is coming. So this is from Zechariah and from Isaiah. And then he says, look, your king is coming. He's humble. He's riding on a donkey, riding on a donkey's colt. It says, the two disciples did as Jesus commanded. They brought the donkey and the colt to him and threw their garments over the colt, and he sat on it. Most of the crowd spread their garments on the road ahead of him, and others cut branches from the trees, the palm trees, and spread them on the road. Jesus was in the center of the procession, and all the people were all around him shouting, praise God for the Son of David. Blessings on the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Praise God in the highest heavens. The entire city of Jerusalem was in an uproar as he entered. Who is this? They asked. And the crowds replied, it's Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee. So there's this massive crowd that's gathered around for this day that they think their king is coming, and I'm sure many of them had to think he was going to deliver them from Roman oppression. I mean, I don't think they were thinking about him being the king of their hearts. So this morning, if you remember, we invited Terry Merrill, one of the founders of this company, to share his story of how Jesus became his king. And it was a fascinating story. Obviously was raised in a godly home and then came to faith. He was 16, I think, Brian, right? I think the pastor of the church came over and helped lead him to faith in Christ at the age of 16. And life was good. Ends up winning a sectional championship. I think his senior year, 25 years after his dad won a sectional championship, right? And you know, had a girlfriend, had a hot car, and life was really great. And then it all kind of fell out, didn't it?
Now Terry got severe pneumonia. Or massive pneumonia, and he was in the hospital for a long time. And this is a letter from his mom.
I think it's from her journal, if I remember her him journal. Saying. Yes, I think so.
Yeah. All right. About 4:15 a.m., St. Vincent's Hospital called to tell us that you had turned seriously worse. We got up immediately and came to the hospital. In the meantime, Ted, who is his brother, said that the hospital called again at 5:30 a.m. and asked for the family to come in as you were critically ill with massive pneumonia and they gave us very little hope for your life. Dear Terry, our world just collapsed at the thought of losing you. They advise us that the next 24 to 48 hours would be the most critical, but not to expect much. During the day on Wednesday, they virtually lost your vital signs 4 times and thought you were gone. A defibrillator was placed in your room to restart your heart. A prayer vigil began in the chapel. Channel 40, a religious TV station, our local church and neighborhood churches all had prayer meetings asking God to do His will with your life. Everyone's hearts were heavy and were praying for a miracle. It's incredible that Terry was in such bad shape. And he's mentioned that as he was laying there with all the tubes and wires and everything going on around him, that at one point that he was having a hard time breathing, like he could not catch his breath. And it was because of all the fluid that was in his lungs. And in that moment, right, he was dying. He was dying. And in that moment, he felt a peace. There was just a peace because he knew at the age of 16 when he read Romans 10:9, right? And it says, if you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And Terry believed that with all of his heart. And he confessed that Jesus is Lord. And in that moment when he was literally taking his final breaths, he said there was a peace that just came over him, a peace that he knew his next journey would be in heaven with Jesus. Wow, just to have that peace in that moment. And we are all going to be there at some point.
Yeah. We're all take our last breath, right?
We all take our last breath.
Yeah. And that idea of Jesus being Lord is that he's our king, just like this king that they proclaim was riding into Jerusalem. Each one of us has to make a decision. For me, I was 19 years of age when I made Jesus the king of my life. How old would you have been, Brian?
I was probably 7 or 8.
Okay. Well, you're a fast learner. It took me a while to get there.
I accepted Christ, but it wasn't until years later when the Holy Spirit really just took over my life and I really started to understand what that meant to make Jesus the king of my life and just give him everything.
So we gave the people an opportunity. We read a prayer, and again, saying a prayer doesn't necessarily make you a follower of Jesus, but it's a way to indicate where your heart is. So I might have you just to share that prayer. It comes out of a message that's a part of what Cross America sends, the message of salvation and a cross to every home in America. That's the mission that Terry and Naida felt that God prompted them a number of years ago to launch. And so there's a prayer there that really helps to capture what is found in Romans 10:9. So if you want to read that prayer, and maybe some of the people that are listening to this want to pray this prayer along with you.
Absolutely.
And if they do, then this is the beginning of new life, of making Jesus their king.
Right, and if you feel like in your life you're missing something, like you have the car, you have a great job, but there's something missing in your life, we're here to tell you this morning that is the king. That's Jesus. You are missing Jesus. And so let's pray this prayer together. It says, Dear God, I know I am a sinner. I'm sorry and ask for your forgiveness. I now declare with my mouth that Jesus is Lord. I believe in my heart that he died for my sins and you raised him from the dead. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. So Brian, if someone's trusting Jesus as Lord for the first time today or whenever they listen to this podcast, what can they do? What's the next step?
Billy Graham always said, get connected, go to church. Yeah. Find a church, find a local church. You can also go to crossamerica.net. If you have prayer concerns, just go to merrillbros.com and click on the prayer tab at the top, and we will get in touch with you that way.
You know, I'd also like to find out if somebody would like to know how to take a next step. My email, you can get a hold of me, greg.reed@merrillbros.com. I'd love to have a conversation with any of you that said, man, I'm kind of stuck, or I made that decision today and I just need some encouragement and guidance to move on. I would love to have some conversations with you. So if you could, you know, send me an email, that would be great. I'd love to initiate a conversation with you. Well, why don't we pray for the people that are listening, especially for those that are still deciding about whether or not they want Jesus to be king, that God would just help to open their eyes and their heart to His rule and reign in their life. Father, we do pause to give you thanks. Thanks for this company called Merrill Brothers, and thanks that you made it possible that you brought Terry Merrill through a experience that could have easily taken his life, and that would have changed the whole direction of what this company might have looked like. But thank you that you rescued him for such a time as this. And so we just thank you for this week, that we remember the events that changed the world forever. And so we pray for those that are still struggling, people that are still trying to think, hey, I want to try to run my own life. I want to try to do life on my own. Mm-hmm. It's just too hard. And so thank you for those that even right now are saying, Jesus needs to be the king of my life. He hasn't been, and I want him to be king. And so we pray for any that are still trying to make that decision, and for those that have already made that decision, we rejoice because this is a great week. Sunday is, we'll be celebrating on Resurrection Sunday. It's the Super Bowl for That's those right. of us that are believers, and so we're excited to be able to celebrate mm-hmm. that together. And Father, we just give you thanks that you were willing to send your one and only Son because you loved us so much that whoever believes in him would not perish, mm-hmm. but have eternal life. And so we just give you thanks for this incredible week that changed the world. It's in your Son's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
If we can pray for you in some way, or if we can help you to take a next step, you can go to themerrillbros.com, as Brian already mentioned. And up in the corner, there's a prayer tab. You can communicate anything you want to us, and we would love to have a conversation. So thank you so much for listening, and until we get together again, Brian, have a great day, and to all of you that are listening, Lord bless you as you get this week off to a solid start.